Hello everyone. I apologise that I haven't updated in a little while. I have been so incredibly ill and have only got around to recording these now. So my voice is finally recovered and I have 3 weeks worth of updates to post. So this is the first audio boom of 3 that I need to upload. Today marks week 4 of my home training with my guide dog Tammy, though we didn't actually have a training session this week. It was meant to be on Wednesday, but my guide dog mobility instructor misplaced her phone, so when I tried to get in touch, she didn't receive my message and probably didn't have access to her calendar or reminders either, with the notification of our training session. So while Tammy and I did wait for a little bit, I did eventually assume that she was probably ill, like so many of us have been over the festive period, including myself. So Tammy and I just did another regular day doing errands. So despite not having any training updates this week, I still thought I would do a regular update just to document what we've done. So first of all, a little reflection. It is very nearly a month since Tammy and I returned home from our residential training, and it just feels like it's flown by. Obviously, we're still very new together. Tammy's still figuring out the boundaries and the rules of what I want her to do at home. She's still settling in and seeking lots of attention from visitors, but she's barely been any trouble at all. The only thing I can think of is that she is very vocal when she's not working, which is something I may need to flag up with my guide dog mobility instructor when I see her next. She absolutely loves working and loves being in the harness, and you know, she enjoys being on a route and, you know, concentrating and thinking about going around obstacles and, you know, guiding me from points A to B. Her little tail wags everywhere. But if we're, say, waiting for a bus or waiting for assistance in my local Tesco, she will start to whinge, and I'm not entirely sure why. She's had everything. We do our same routine every day. She's fed at the same times and has lots of playtime, lots of work to do, and has lots of affection, you know, from myself, from my parents, and from people when we're out and about. So if it does escalate some more, then it is something I will have to bring up and see what I can do about it. But apart from that, she's fantastic at her job. She's brilliant with recall when on a free run. She's good around the house. There's no jumping on furniture, no jumping up at people, no boisterousness. She knows when to go to bed, which is roughly 9 o'clock every night for her. I didn't pick that time at all. I go to bed at about 10, but Tammy just chose to go to bed every night at 9 ever since we came home. And, you know, if she's not already in my room, she will take herself from downstairs or my parents' room and come to my room where her basket is waiting and then just flop down. So, you know, I don't have to, you know, drag her away from her toys and put her in her bed. She just does it herself. I don't have her on the lead around the house anymore. She's great with waiting on the first step of the stairs, even without the command to do so, or on the correction of the lead. She just does it herself. She sits at every meal time while I'm weighing out her food and then taking it to the bedroom and putting it down in front of her and getting the whistle ready, so she just sits automatically without being told to do so. She's fun, she's bags of fun and loves to play, and has so many toys to pick from. She doesn't scavenge and she's never sluggish on routes and is very adaptive and eager to go to new places. So I am very lucky in a lot of respects with Tammy. It's just the vocalness that needs to be worked on, I think. It wouldn't really be a problem for me, but it is because I do have a work placement with Henshaw's and it's in an office environment. So, you know, it is quite calm and quite quiet for people to concentrate on their jobs. And, you know, Tammy does have a bit of a whinge under the desk. So, you know, that's something that needs to be looked at, I think. I also have a lot of meetings with various different people regarding my illustrating, campaigning and volunteering. And I do a lot of travelling on the bus and the tram. So I don't really want her whinging on there either, which she does do. And I know that people wonder what's going on with her. But yeah, apart from that, she's changed me completely in the past month and we've made such excellent progress. This week, my mum has been quite ill, so Tammy and I have been in various places around Earlham helping with errands of shopping, purchasing things from the pharmacy for my mum, visiting my granddad and giving him his bread and other essential items that my mum would usually do. And then my work placement at Henshaw's the first of the year. And I also went to the Trafford Centre to the Apple store to purchase a new iPad Mini 3. It was released just before Christmas and I had the original iPad, which is well over 3 years old now. And it's not performing all that great with VoiceOver since the iOS 8 update. It's very slow, the voiceover keeps crashing, and it's also a very big piece of equipment in comparison to the Airs and the Minis, which came out quite later after I bought mine. It's very difficult to fit into my rucksack and carry it around, so I've gone for the Mini, which is simply adorable. And Tammy was great at weaving around people in the Trafford Centre who were dawdling and in the way, so she saw those as obstacles and meandered around them. And I know where the Apple shop roughly is, so we got there quite quickly and without fuss, despite never training in there before. Apple were fantastic, leading me to the quiet part of the shop for Tammy to settle down. They provided her with water and generally were very accommodating during my purchase and setting up process, as I am severely visually impaired. So they were very, you know, accommodating with putting the voiceover on straight away and things like that. And I traded in my old iPad as well, which, you know, knocked off quite a considerable amount of money. So, you know, that's quite good. So I'm really pleased with that. Over the course of the next week, Tammy and I have a very busy time ahead. We're going to Harrogate to visit the Henshaw's Arts and Crafts Centre and the college as well as part of my work placement, as my tasks will revolve around those now rather than fundraising at events based in Manchester, which I focused on during last year. We have a photo shoot with the RNIB around Media City and Salford Quays, and we have a rebranding workshop at Henshaw's with other service users and volunteers. So a busy week ahead, so thank you very much for listening and I shall update again very soon.